America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas says all parties to the violence in the Mideast must stand down. Abbas is calling for a ceasefire and an end to violence. He said it's time to start serious efforts to implement the roadmap to peace. He called on Palestinian militants to end attacks on Israel and Israel to stop attacks on Palestinians. He made the statement after a Hamas suicide bomber blew up an Israeli bus, killing 16 people and injuring dozens of others. Israel then staged an attack in the Gaza Strip, killing a top member of Hamas and six others. Canada's largest city could find itself back on the World Health Organization's blacklist of places to avoid unnecessary travel to because of SARS. A WHO spokesman says a travel warning to Toronto may be renewed if a suspected upsurge in SARS cases is confirmed. Canadian health officials are looking at 12 patients at a Toronto clinic who had exhibited symptoms of the potentially fatal disease. Any decision on the warning won't likely come before Friday when the WHO travel review body meets again. The disappearance of a Los Alamos National Lab employee following a traffic accident is puzzling New Mexico police. 28-year-old Jonathan Tafoya crashed his sports car between Española and Taos on May 30th. Investigators believe foul play is a possibility following witness reports that Tafoya was seen speaking to two Hispanic men following the crash. Police have searched the area around the accident scene and checked the nearby river. They plan to revisit the crash site with a cadaver dog.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist is joining his colleagues from all 50 states in asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review an appeals court ruling on the Pledge of Allegiance. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled last year that the pledge violates the First Amendment's prohibition against the establishment of religion by containing the phrase, "under God." The state attorneys generals announced the filing of their brief during a summer meeting in Oklahoma City. Former Cincinnati mayor and trash talk show host Jerry Springer has launched a website that may be a precursor to a run for the U.S. Senate in Ohio. The website, runjerryrun.com, is a message from Springer on the opening page asking for the public's support and for wealthy donors to make an attack war chest. A spokesman for the Ohio Republican Party says that they're looking into the legality of someone attempting to raise funds before officially declaring their candidacy. If Springer runs, he would likely seek the Democratic nomination to take on current Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich. A Voinovich spokesman says that he has no particular concerns about the Springer website.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Michael Jackson is back in his hometown of Gary, Indiana for the first time in decades. Jerry Snook has this report.
Michael Jackson says he's glad to see the love is still there. There is Gary, Indiana, Michael Jackson's hometown, where the King of Pop has returned for the first time in at least 20 years. Jackson joined Gary's mayor to announce a partnership to build a performing arts center named after the singer and Gary, although details of the project still have to be worked out. Michael Jackson also got the key to the city of Gary, and after the conference, spent a few minutes waving to fans, at one point standing on top of his limousine so they could see him. Jackson is also touring his brother's high school, his boyhood home, and attending a rally at Gary's new amateur baseball stadium today. I'm Jerry Snow.
A modest rally sent stocks higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 128 points to 91.83. The S&P 500 was up 12 points to 9.97. The Nasdaq gained 18 to 16.46. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing water, life's life.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been a bad day in the Middle East. We'll get to that a little bit later. Between Bush giving some sort of canned speech in Chicago today about what? Medicare and the mutual slaughter that continues in the Middle East. It has not been a good day. The program tonight produced by Catherine Bay. Our announcer is Robin Bittman. The phone number here is 800-825-5937, 800-TALK-YES. And you can email during the program, Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. A couple of emails here from Drew in Houston. Mike, not much of a correction, but I wanted to let you know from your broadcast last night that Tom DeLay did not win his last election by a large margin in the Houston suburb of Sugar Land. Increasingly, Hispanics and African Americans are making up his constituency, and he's getting worried. This, of course, partially explains why he's trying to push through this redistricting proposal. It is reported in the Houston Chronicle that a special session of Texas legislature in July will again be called to go over the redistricting plan. One other item. I can't believe that you continue to make this show better as you go along. I've been a listener for a year and a half, and just keep it going. Oh, well, that's a compliment there at the end. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to read that, Drew. But thanks, Drew, for the correction. I assumed that Tom DeLay had he's kind of like B1 Bob Dornan from was it Orange County, California? And B1 Bob always figured he had a lock on his house seat. What a psychopath that guy was. Until he finally got beaten by a Latina woman, and thrown out of the U.S. House of Representatives. He squealed and screeched and whined like a pig, asked for recount this and do that. And finally, you know, the Board of Elections in his home county or the FEC or somebody said, look, get over it. You're an ex-congressman. So maybe that's what is happening or will happen to Tom DeLay. This country would be a lot more secure and a lot better off if Tom DeLay just went back to the bug business or just disappeared altogether, just became a missing person. I'd love to see Tom DeLay's face on the side of a milk carton. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton. You've been reading about this? Her almost tell-all memoir, Living History, has sold 200 100,000 copies in its first day of publication. Simon & Schuster, who is the publisher, said sales have been so brisk that it has already ordered another 300,000 copies of the book to be printed on top of the 1 million copies which were printed for Monday's launch. The sales pace, this is according to, I don't know who it's according to, the sales pace of Clinton's book, which covers 8 tumultuous years at the White House, including Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky and subsequent impeachment. The book is in the league of novelists like Tom Clancy and Stephen King. Publisher's rep, no, John Baker, editorial director at Publishers Weekly, said it's strikingly good. And Baker noted that Clinton's book has sold much faster than memoirs by Ronald Reagan or his wife Nancy. Well, yeah. This, again, I mentioned this last night. I do not listen to, talk radio any longer. I can't. It literally makes me, nauseous. I mean that. It just makes me sick. I guess the nausea comes from a rapid rise in blood pressure or something. But so I just don't listen anymore. But I would imagine if it's being talked about at all by the right-wingers, they're probably just frothing at the mouth that Hillary's book is so successful. Of course, they're probably not. So many of the reviews I've read, I read a review of the book in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today by that newspaper's book editor, Don O'Brien. And there's some of the snotty, snide little comments that he throws in there about he doesn't call it Hillary's book. He calls it Hillary's ghostwritten book. What other little snide comment did he have? Just several. It's amazing to me. First of all, these kinds of memoirs are kind of weird. I guess there's a market for it. I can't wait to read the one written by Sidney Blumenthal. I don't know if I'll, why should I, or anybody for that matter, why should anyone, for that matter, who lived through the Clinton administration have to read Hillary's book? I mean, we were there. We saw it. But I guess a lot of people just kind of fogged their way through the 90s. I have not read the book. All I've read are reviews and excerpts. I don't think too much is going to be revealed, but Blumenthal's book, Sidney Blumenthal's new book, that's the one that that I want to read. The Hunting of the President by Joe Connison and Gene Lyons was an excellent book. That was an accounting of what the right-wing bastards in this country did to the Clintons. But anyway, I would hope that the pig man and the pig boy and the savage wiener and the rest of these people are just choking to death on these numbers that her book is doing so well. I frankly couldn't care one way or the other, whether or not Hillary's book sells. But it gives me sort of perverse pleasure to know that it is selling well. The 90s, speaking of the 90s, speaking of the Clinton era, according to a report from a child advocacy group, children's lives improved, American kids' lives improved on a host of measures throughout the 90s. Kids in this country during the 90s were less likely to die in infancy, less likely to drop out of high school, less likely to live in poverty. That's according to this annual report of childhood well-being. It's called the Kids Count Report. It was released, when was it released today? It marked improvements in each of the past several years, up until 2001. What happened in 2000? Oh, that's right. The Bush bastard illegally assumed power in this country. But nationally, in the United States, between 1990 and 2000, improvements were reported in 8 of the 10 indicators used to measure success. William O'Hare, coordinator of the project for the Annie Casey Foundation, which is a private research group that focuses on children, said, quote, there was a lot of good news in the 90s for children, end quote. But Mr. O'Hare cautioned that the data provided in this report cover years when the economy was strong. Duh! Well, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yes, I know a lot of jobs were exported, but the economy was still strong. The reason poverty fell is because people had jobs. The reason crime fell, because people worked. So one of the coordinators of this project cautioned that the data cover years when the economy was strong. It's not strong now. Boy, the stock market's doing good, though, huh? In some cases, the project coordinator said, in some cases over the past couple of years, things have gotten worse. For example, the percentage of children living in poverty is once again rising. Gosh, I wonder how much longer the American people are going to tolerate the Bush crime family. Are we going to wait till 2004 and then toss them out? Now, the report, which is based on government data, the numbers are there provided by, they come out of the Bush crime family's own files now. The data found that between 1990 and 2000, infant mortality fell 25%. Now, the death rate, infant mortality, continues to be much higher in poor families and in inner cities than it is overall. But overall, it fell 25%. Child deaths, which includes children ages 1 to 14, fell nearly 30%. Teen deaths by accident, homicide, or suicide dropped almost 30%. Births to girls 15 to 17 years old fell 27%. The high school dropout rate fell 10%. Child poverty fell 15%. But all of these numbers are going in the tank now in the past 2 years. And who's been president? Whose policies are being put into effect in this country? Oh, that's right. The Bush crime family. Did you hear about the statement Secretary of State Colin Powell, Uncle Colin, made? He was, this was today, right, Kathy? Was it today? Colin Powell and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan had a meeting. Afterwards, a couple of reporters caught them in the hall. I don't think they had a formal press conference. Maybe they did. But a reporter asked Powell, Mr. Secretary, could you comment on Senator Biden saying today that he believes that there were people in the administration, in the cabinet, who hyped the available intelligence in order to push toward war sooner than the UN was prepared to push toward war? Now, here's what Powell said. And he makes I hate the term Freudian slip, because, first of all, I don't know where that came from. The term. I guess it has some sort of meaning. I don't know if it has the meaning that we all think it has. But I want you to hear what he said. This is Powell's answer. I didn't hear Senator Biden's comments this morning, but the president asked me to make the definitive statement on the view of the United States with respect to weapons of mass destruction, and I did that before the Security Council on the 5th of February. We stand by that statement, and we are continuing our work in Iraq with the exploitation of documents, with the interrogation of individuals who may have knowledge of these weapons of mass destruction programs, and with on-site inquiries as well. And more experts are going in. And I think one should be careful about making judgments as to what was hyped or not hyped until the exploitation is finished. Thank you. Until the exploitation is finished. Now, do you call that a Freudian slip? Was this Bush's Jiminy Cricket at work, making the truth come out of his lying mouth? I think one should be careful, Colin Powell said, about making judgments as to what was hyped or not hyped until the exploitation is finished. Thank you. You can brighten up their day, keep the facts out of their way. Just simplify the complex, repeat, repeat, repeat. Propaganda, propaganda. If you need to change the subject, it's a dandy. If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing, propaganda. Life is so complex.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational, and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. I know we have just an awful lot of negativity on this program, don't we? I don't know what else to do about it, but the suicide bombing in Jerusalem today and an Israeli helicopter raid in Gaza leave at least 24 more people dead. Tit-for-tat violence. This came a day after an assassination attempt on a senior Palestinian Hamas official, I believe, militant. 17 people were killed, scores wounded, when a suicide bomb ripped through a bus on a busy street in central West Jerusalem. About an hour later, seven Palestinians were killed when Israeli helicopters fired missiles on a car in Gaza City. According to the French news agency, the bloodshed sparked by the helicopter attack yesterday on Abdul Aziz al-Rantisi, the political leader of the radical group Hamas, drove a new nail into hopes for implementation of a U.S.-sponsored so-called roadmap for peace. It says here, see, this is another one of those instances where the failure of the Bush leadership just stands out in stark terms. He was in office for, what, 18 months before he even mentioned the situation in the Middle East, had a hands-off policy. After all the hard work that was done by the Clinton administration to try to bring an end to this slaughter, this mutual slaughter. And Bush couldn't, he was too busy taking his naps or playing Game Boy or figuring out how to get pipeline rights in Afghanistan and oil rights in Iraq to bother with the Middle East. And the slaughter built and built and built to the point now where this is never going to stop. But last week, Bush, in one of his many photo ops, this time at Aqaba in Jordan, was there with both sides in this hideousness, in what was billed as a summit to promote the peace process, which of course it was not. But Bush condemned the suicide bombing in Jerusalem, according to the White House, in, quote, the strongest possible terms, end quote. Earlier, Bush had delivered a milder rebuke to Israel, saying he was troubled by the helicopter gunship attacks on Rantisi that left two people dead and two dozen wounded, and another raid in Gaza which killed another three people. The Jerusalem attack was carried out by a suicide bomber who apparently stepped onto a bus when it was stopped at a major intersection near the entrance of a shopping mall. One witness was quoted by Israeli radio as saying the bus was torn to shreds. There was a massive blast. It is a horrific scene. Rantisi, who suffered only light wounds in the helicopter missile attack on his life, which killed two other people in his car, vowed from his hospital bed, quote, not to leave one Jew in Palestine, end quote. As Hamas dropped all talk of a ceasefire, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, the spiritual leader of Hamas, no, I don't know what that means, said, quote, Israel is targeting Palestinian civilians, so Israeli civilians should be targeted. From now on, all Israeli people are targets, end quote. The latest attacks, according to the French news agency, came a week to the day after Israel and Palestinians affirmed their commitment to this so-called roadmap to peace in an attempt to end the months of bloodshed. It's just not going to stop there, is it? Police said the bomber was dressed as an ultra-Orthodox Jew. People were injured at the scene from screws, nails, possibly a suitcase with explosives, and parts of the bus. A witness who was standing across the street from the bus stop said that after he heard the blast, he saw a plume of smoke and saw people flying through the air. That was followed by silence and then screaming.
Why are we all fighting? Oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from and all of this.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Workers at 14 Goodyear tire plants across North America will strike on June 27th unless their employer agrees to a new contract. This, according to the United Steelworkers of America. The Steelworkers Union has been bargaining with Goodyear for nearly 3 months, but has little to show for its efforts to win job security from an employer that's looking to send jobs to cheaper overseas plants. Goodyear is also looking for $1 billion in concessions, money the United Steelworkers says the company hopes to invest in non-union sweatshops overseas. Officially, the union's old agreement expired on April 21st, but the steelworkers have been extending their contract on a day-to-day basis ever since.
Much of Canada's rail system could be shut down next week if some 200 rail traffic controllers with the Canadian Pacific Railway go on strike. They've been trying to negotiate a new contract with the railroad since September, but the two sides broke off mediation efforts at the end of May. A cooling-off period ends on June 18th. And the Union of Rail Canada Traffic Controllers classifies a strike or lockout as probable. If picket lines do go up, traffic controllers with other railroads might honor them, which could lead to widespread disruption of rail traffic throughout the country.
Stop the presses. That's what journalists at Italy's biggest-selling daily newspaper did yesterday in protest of what they say is Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's attack on press freedom. Journalists with Corriere della Sera say the paper's longtime editor, Ferruccio De Bortoli, was pressured by Berlusconi to resign due to his paper's opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq, as well as its unfavorable coverage of the prime minister's trial on corruption charges. Berlusconi himself is Italy's largest media baron, with holdings in newspapers, radio, and publishing houses, and by many estimates, the arch-conservative controls some 90% of Italy's television market. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals Whale. And what your animals do to you. Seal. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal Jack. Questions Zebra. From A to Z. Iguana. Sunday nights on IE America Minx. Radio Narwhal. Network.
Austria.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
That the unrest in the Middle East creates unrest throughout the region. Now, the minute I got a...
He understands that unrest in the Middle East creates unrest throughout the region. Unrest? Unrest? When hundreds of people have been slaughtered on both sides since this clown illegally seized power in this country? Unrest? Is that what you call unrest? We're at 800-TALK-YES. Do join us. Dave is calling from Royal Oak, Michigan. Dave, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, Tom. Hi.
Well, good to hear from you.
Hey, Tom, I'm...
No, this is Mike Malloy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mike.
That's all right.
A little nervous.
That's okay.
I've been listening for about 5 months, actually a long-time listener of Peter Werby.
You thought it was Tom Hartman you were calling, right?
No, it's actually one of the first times other than Werby I've ever called anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it is a little nerve-wracking. When I used to work in talk radio in Atlanta or Chicago, and I would be listening. This is back in the days when I could listen to talk radio, and I would hear something. And I would call in to the program, and, you know, you get put on hold, and you're waiting. And I would sit there. My heart rate would go up. My hands would get sweaty, even though I was in the business.
Indeed.
It's just weird when you're on hold waiting to go on a talk radio show. Yeah. So I understand the nervousness. But anyway, here you are.
Yeah, so... Hey, I've got this project I'm working on where I'm making a time capsule on the off chance that future generations may be interested in a different perspective. In case information should disappear.
Right.
About today's times.
Right.
And I was thinking of including copies of your show.
Go for it.
All right.
Yeah, anything, I've said this before, you may have missed it, anything that anybody hears on this program that that you can capture on a CD or a tape or a MP3, whatever, have at it. It's as far as I'm concerned, once it leaves my mouth and goes over this network and out into cyberspace or over the air, it's public domain stuff. So do it. That would be great. Well, let me say, if you're going to use tonight's show, let me say, hello, future. This is Mike Malloy from 2003.
Yeah. I'm estimating it lasts about 1,000 years.
Yeah.
In terms of its construction.
Now, where are you going to put it?
That's still up in the air. There are several sites where you can actually register, and there is a college in Virginia that has the largest time capsule.
It's not Liberty University, I hope.
No, it has an odd name, like it's an acronym for a very positive word, like optimist.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that, college.
Right.
I'm sure it's a small private college. They have the largest time capsule, and they have a registry where you can, say what's in your time capsule and when you want it to be opened and where it is.
Right.
But that's still all up in the air because I'm still in the process of physical construction and gathering the data.
Now, seriously, Dave, do you think that the term 1,000 years, I don't know if that's your target date or not, but do you really think there's going to be civilization as we know it 1,000 years from now?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Where will we be? Will we be able to read? Or will we be so advanced that what we read now is looked at as mythological fairy tales?
Or will there just be cockroaches running around the planet?
Or will there just be cockroaches, right? And will those cockroaches ever, 1,000 years after that, or millions, gain intelligence? At that point, it wouldn't be readable anymore, but you never know, do you?
No, you don't.
And I think that, not only do we create our individual realities as we go through our lives, but we create mass realities. And right now, it's kind of dark times we're in.
Well, that's because we're all caught in the Matrix.
Yeah. So what we need is a few red pills.
That's true. A lot of us have took the red pill. We didn't know we were taking it, but we did take it 4, 5, 6 years ago, and it's all coming sort of clear. Which makes it even scarier.
Still, there is, okay, let's take the Matrix analogy. You've got a small resistance movement of aware individuals, and you've got this huge system.
Right.
Is that huge system, is that something of our own creation? Or is that something that creates reality for us? In other words, much like the last movie, are we choosing freely, or have the choices been made?
Good question. But you're right back to the original, what's the nature of reality question, right?
Yeah, right. Does it come down to our perceptions, or is there a mass reality that imposes limits, on what we can experience?
All right, I'll tell you what, Dave, if you figure this one out,
yeah, right.
You let me know, and I will buy the book that you will write that will make you famous for all of history, all right?
All right. Well, right now I'm just throwing together bits and pieces, and it's all still up in the air, Tom.
Well, no, Mike.
Mike, Tom Hartman, there was a thing. I was listening to commercials on the earpiece.
That must be it.
Yeah, Mike Malloy.
That's right. Call me anything. Just don't call me late for supper. Hey, Dave, I'm glad you checked in. I hope you call again, pal.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Take care. Nadine is calling our Honolulu, Hawaii bureau chief. Hey, Nadine.
How are you, Mike?
Doing fine.
Well, just for a moment of levity, you need it. We all need it.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, they are gagging on the Hillary Clinton's numbers. We're seeing it all over posting sites, all over the web today.
Mm-hmm.
We're having probable hearings, assuming they get enough commission to do it.
Right.
We're having all of these messes in the Middle East, which, by the way, the fundamentalists must be very happy for.
Who must be?
The fundamentalists.
Yeah, the Christian Zionists, you know, the Jews are nothing more than actors in their play.
Oh, I know that, but they must be
right.
Really, really happy about this. After all, Falwell did state the other day on 60 Minutes quite clearly that if this administration did something that they did not like, a.k.a. the roadmap to beef, they would turn on him. But,
yeah, the Christian fundamentalists in this country are nothing more than Christ killers. They are so vile. They are just so filthy, so rotten. And again, I've said it several times in this program, I do not understand why Jews anywhere on the planet, but especially in Israel, align themselves with these Christian fundamentalists, because the Christian fundamentalists, in their final little play story, acid trip, Battle of Armageddon, the Jews will be slaughtered. So Jewish history, as far as the fundamentalists are concerned, will be bracketed by the Holocaust that occurred in the late 30s and 40s in Poland, and the Holocaust that these Christian fundamentalists have planned for the Jews globally.
I know that.
It's just mind-boggling. It's just, if I were Jewish, I would put so much distance between me and a Christian fundamentalist, and if I ever got around one, I would make sure I was fully armed.
I have smacked a couple of them with words, but now here's a moment of levity. Tucker Carlson, you remember him from CNN? He actually did state at one point that if this book sold a million copies, he would actually eat his shoe on national TV.
Yeah.
On that reason alone, I went, sure, I can buy a new copy. I want to see Carlson eat his shoe.
I'd like to see Tucker Carlson's bow tie just get tighter and tighter and tighter until his eyeballs popped out on his little sweet cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course, but it was so funny. Now, the reason why some of us are buying all of these things is because we need to understand what happened in the 90s, because it's tied completely to what's happening now. Blumenthal's book, as well as hers and a couple others, are primary sources. But otherwise, they're just good, sleazy summer reading, I guess.
Well, a good companion book, a couple of good companion books to Hillary Clinton's book is The Hunting of the President. And the one by The Confessions of a Right-Wing Hitman.
Yes, Blinded by the Right.
Blinded by the Right. That's right. David Brock's
book.
It's
an incredible book.
The Clinton Wars is that's the one that's out now by Sidney Blumenthal.
It's an incredible book. I've been pouring through it. And what is incredible is that what happened in 2000 was egregious. And it was incredible that they basically got away with it. Now, it was also something that constitutionally should have never happened.
Sure.
And here's another one. Because of the hearings, people need to start pestering their Congress creators and demand an investigation. And the critical ones that they need to pester are literally Biden, Rockefeller, McCain, and Warner.
Well, I wonder if that'll help. As a matter of fact, this idea of Congress examining the whole Iraqgate massacre is being totally dismissed by the Republican Party, including people like John Warner. Your idea is a good one. I think an avalanche of correspondence to these senators and members of the House would be appropriate. Especially the Senate, because I don't think anything is going to happen in the House. And if these hearings were held, I don't think there's any doubt, as John Dean said in his article the other day, that George W. Bush would be impeached, convicted, and removed from office.
Oh, absolutely no doubt. But the other thing
and Dick Cheney, too, by the way.
The other thing is that when people actually write, I know everything about the voting machines and the rigging of the voting machines.
Right.
Let's play dumb and remind them that we have the right to kick them out of office.
We do.
Exactly.
I hope it happens. Nadine, thanks for checking in.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a nice evening. Regarding that, what Nadine was just talking about, congressional Republicans, according to the New York Times today, are dismissing the Democrat demands for a full, formal inquiry into Iraqgate into the so-called intelligence on the weapons of mass destruction, the weapons programs. Republicans are rejecting the idea that the Bush administration had hyped or cooked its information to make a case for war. Now, one of the Republicans who is trying to demean and denigrate these efforts is the senator from Kansas, Pat Roberts, who is the chairman of the Select Intelligence Committee. He charged at a news conference the other day that some Democratic criticism of the intelligence provided, allegedly, to the Bush crime family and the Bush crime family's portrayal of that intelligence, Senator Pat Roberts says, it's just simply politics for political gain. Now, this is what they always say, right? He added, I will not allow the committee to be politicized. Can you believe that? This is a statement from another thuggish, scummy Republican, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, who somehow has been elevated to chairman of the Select Intelligence Committee. When Republicans head committees, it means they are placed there by the Republican Party leadership to stymie any activity that the committee should be doing. The Senate Select Intelligence Committee is an oversight committee to try to make sure that the intelligence fed from half a dozen or more agencies into the executive branch is intelligence that is A, valid, B, is intelligence upon which foreign policy can be based, and C, is truthful. But the Republicans, since every single Republican in America is either a thug, a liar, or a fool, the Republicans' primary goal when they head these committees is to stop, or branches of government, or cabinet posts, is to stop the oversight or the regulatory or the separation of powers aspect, is to stop it all and to allow the Bush crime family to roll on. That's what the Republican Party has become. It is not there to govern. It is there to thwart governing, unless it's done by the Bush crime family. Now, Pat Roberts of Kansas, Republican, promised that even though there's not going to be any general broad-ranging hearing on Iraqgate, he promised that his committee, though, would examine the intelligence used in pre-war analyses of Iraqi weapons programs and, his words, test their accuracy. Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, is going to test the accuracy of the phony intelligence that was put out by the Bush administration to the American public by George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice. Who else? Paul Wolfowitz. So Pat Roberts is going to test the accuracy. Huh? Now, the Senate Armed Services Committee, that's the one headed by John Warner, has already begun closed hearings. Pat Roberts, though, has rejected the Democrats' demand for a joint formal investigation. Pat Roberts said that phrase implied that there was, quote, something dreadfully wrong, end quote. These guys stand there and say that. They raise their middle finger to the American public over and over again. I don't care if it's education policy, tax policy, environmental policy, foreign policy, or the policies regarding this country waging war, unprovoked war against a third world country. Doesn't matter. You get the middle finger and you get told to sit down and shut up and to kiss their collective asses because nothing is going to happen. Now, Democrats have called for a complete investigation of this intelligence put together by the Bush crime family that said Iraq possessed these weapons and that their possessing, Iraq's possessing these weapons posed an imminent threat to the safety and security of the American people in this country. Remember the pilotless gliders that the paper airplanes? Literally, the paper airplanes that were going to be launched from, I don't know where, Iraq? And they were going to carry what? Nuclear, chemical, biological warheads? Remember all that? The Intelligence Committee senior Democrat, John Rockefeller IV of West Virginia, has, excuse me, tried and tried again unsuccessfully to reach an agreement with this Republican from Kansas, Pat Roberts, on this larger inquiry. Rockefeller and Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the senior Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, wanted a formal joint review by the two committees with public hearings, private hearings, leading ultimately to a public report. The Republicans say no. Screw you. Here's the middle finger again.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Aw, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the word you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
You're now entering a flying monkey-free zone. Here's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. So in this country, while the Republicans say no, there's not going to be an investigation of the lies and deceit that so far has cost us about 200 American soldiers' lives and anywhere from 5 to 10,000 Iraqi civilian lives, we're not going to have that. The Republicans say no. Their criminality is going to remain hidden as long as possible. That's another reason why, even if Bush is reelected, it is absolutely critical to get the House and or the Senate back in the hands of Democrats so that the bastard could be impeached during his second term. These committees cannot do anything as long as they're in the hands of these Republican thugs. But while the Republicans say nothing's going to happen in this country, in the UK, Tony Blair is in it up to his eyeballs. He has promised to cooperate with one parliamentary investigation about the same subject. And he said the other day he would not appear before a second one. The one he's going to cooperate with is the one that the members of which he's appointing. The other one are members involved that he's not appointed. So he's not going to appear before that one. The outgoing chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix, revived the issue today by saying that much of the American intelligence on Iraqi weapons was not, his word, solid, and that he had felt pressure from Bush administration officials to exaggerate what he and his inspectors were finding. He was, in other words, he was prompted by the Bush administration to lie. Now, it's an impeachable offense, you see, to lie about two consenting adults having some afternoon kind of sex escapade, but it is not an impeachable offense to push the kinds of lies that result in the deaths of thousands of people, including 200 American soldiers, and more are dying every single day in Iraq. That's not impeachable. And yes, Blix did say that the people in the Bush administration who applied the pressure were bastards. His word, bastards. Bob Graham of Florida, Democratic presidential hopeful, senator, former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said that the Bush crime family engaged in what Graham calls a pattern of deception and deceit. A pattern of deception and deceit? That means lies. But other prominent Democrats, you see, are playing down the issue because they're scared to death of Karl Rove and George Bush, and they know that Bush's move to war remains largely popular among the American sheeple. And there's always a chance that weapons may still emerge in Iraq.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? To the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Secretary of State Colin Powell is condemning the latest deadly bombing in Jerusalem. However, he said it should not blow the new roadmap for Mideast peace off course.
Of course, we condemn this action, but we recognize that as we proceed down the roadmap, as we try to make progress, there would be those who will do everything they can to stop progress from being made.
At least 16 people were killed in a suicide bus bombing in central Jerusalem, and dozens of others were injured after the Jerusalem explosion. An Israeli helicopter gunship blasted a car with missiles near Gaza City. Several people were reportedly killed, including at least one top militant from the Palestinian Hamas group. The disappearance of a Los Alamos National Lab employee following a traffic accident is puzzling New Mexico police. 28-year-old Jonathan Tafoya crashed his sports car between Española and Taos on May 30th. Investigators believe foul play is a possibility following witness reports that Tafoya was seen speaking to two Hispanic men following the crash. Police have searched the area around the accident scene and checked the nearby river. They plan to revisit the crash site with a cadaver dog.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Michael Jackson is back in his hometown of Gary, Indiana for the first time in decades. Jerry Snook has this report.
Michael Jackson says he's glad to see the love is still there. There is Gary, Indiana, Michael Jackson's hometown, where the King of Pop has returned for the first time in at least 20 years. Jackson joined Gary's mayor to announce a partnership to build a performing arts center named after the singer and Gary, although details of the project still have to be worked out. Michael Jackson also got the key to the city of Gary, and after the conference, spent a few minutes waving to fans, at one point standing on top of his limousine so they could see him. Jackson is also touring his brother's high school, his boyhood home, and attending a rally at Gary's new amateur baseball stadium today.
New York livery cab drivers are staging a one-day strike. They say that the city's taxi and limousine commission is not playing fair. Reporter Scott Salato has the story from Lower Manhattan.
About 2,000 gypsy cab drivers waving yellow summonses hit the bricks outside City Hall to protest the latest ticket blitz by the TLC.
The TLC has become the most creative when it comes to generating revenues. It has actually become a collection agency.
Livery driver's rep Pedro Heredia says in some instances, cabbies who fail to get required insurance paperwork within 2 weeks are getting pinched to $200 a pop. The drivers call the summonses unreasonable and want a change in TLC leadership. Scott Salato, New York.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Another ship with the Theodore Roosevelt Battle Group has returned home to Norfolk today. The destroyer USS Arleigh Burke was deployed for 5 months and supported troops during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Commander William Harris, captain of the Arleigh Burke, says they did more than fire missiles into Iraq.
went aboard some ships that were suspected of carrying or otherwise contributing to Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Iraqi regime figures.
Four Coast Guard patrol boats also returned home today after assisting with Operation Iraqi Freedom. About 350 Coast Guard men and women made their first transatlantic trip for a wartime effort. The ships, which were deployed for about 4 months, helped escort larger ships
closed
higher today
as
a modest rally gained steam towards the ending of the trading day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 128 points to 91.83. The NASDAQ was up 18 to 1646, and the S&P 500 finished up 12 points to 997. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5 p.m., but how about really bad accidents? Here's a hint. Paul Revere could have been a victim. I won't leave you in the dark, because when we come back, I'll tell you.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered the company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
Take it from Paul Revere, midnight rides are risky. Although our byways are busiest during rush hours, more than twice as many fatal accidents occur between midnight and 2 a.m. While a major contributor is driving after late-night partying, night vision is also a factor. For a safe midnight ride, make sure that your lights are working, windshield's clean, and headlight aim is properly adjusted. Because drivers blinded by your improperly focused headlights could add to the highway death toll. Oh, yes, if you're drinking, don't forget to designate a driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. One of the reasons the Republicans are saying they're not going to hold hearings, there's not going to be an investigation, not of the fraud by the Bush crime family that took us into this this terrible situation in Iraq, not the deaths of 200 American soldiers, not the deaths of 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 2,000, whatever, Iraqi civilians. The reason is because, first of all, they don't have to. They are Republicans. But secondly, two recent opinion polls found that more than half of the American sheeple believe the war against Iraq was justified, even if evidence of banned weapons is never found. That's how bad we have become as a people. We don't care. The majority of us do not care. Lie to me. I don't care. Go kill people. I don't care. Let American soldiers be wasted. I don't care. Let the Bush crime family exploit this war and make as much money as they can. I don't care. Let there be a continuing slaughter of Iraqi civilians and American soldiers. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Jesus, this is a sick, sick society, isn't it? We don't care. The majority of us do not care any longer. So, Senator John Warner, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says at a news conference that American search teams need more time to examine the possible weapons sites in Iraq. Yeah, we need more time. Warner said, the evidence that I have examined does not rise to give the presumption that anyone in this administration has hyped or cooked or embellished such evidence to a particular purpose. And the senator from Kansas, the Republican thug, Pat Roberts, he said that he personally had no doubt. He personally has no doubt. Well, that settles it then, right? He personally has no doubt that there are these weapons in Iraq. He said, we all know that. As to the weapons' whereabouts, he said, well, it's either dispersed, it's hidden, or it's offshore. Of course, he didn't mention the possibility that the weapons were destroyed as ordered by the United Nations before the war. No, of course not. Of course not. Republicans are evil. If you vote Republican, you are actively participating in evil. Damn you if you're a Republican. That's all I have to say. Damn you. Damn you for supporting these thugs. And again, I don't care if you consider yourself to be a moderate Republican or a mainstream Republican or a liberal Republican or a Jim Jeffords Republican. Who finally got the hell out, or Olympia Snow Republican, or any of these so-called moderate Republicans all clustered together in the Northeast. It doesn't matter. If you are a Republican, you are an active participant in evil. You are an active participant in the destruction of this country. You are an active participant in the psychopathic wet dreams of the Christian fundamentalist right in this country. You are an active participant in destroying the planet. Damn you. Damn you. Ooh. Can almost feel the blood pressure go up. Lynn is calling from Buffalo, New York. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you
doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yeah, well, you know, I loved your, that Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
Oh, that montage? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it, so I wanted to download and make a little CD or have my daughter do it.
Yeah, you know where it is now, right?
No, I've only been on the Internet for like 9 months now.
Okay, well,
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm not,
all right.
We just couldn't dig it up.
Okay, Lynn, hold on. Let me get my producer on. Kathy, open up your microphone. Lynn wants to know where that montage is. Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies. Where can
you
find
it? Yeah, it was great.
If you go to MikeMalloy.com,
we'll put that
in the gallery page.
Hello?
It's right there for download.
Hold on, Kathy. Can you hear us, Lynn?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, listen up now, because Kathy has something to say. Go ahead, Kathy.
Lynn, can you hear me?
Okay, she can't. All right, never mind, Kathy. Lynn, you can't.
I can't hear Kathy.
You can't
hear. But anyways, I also...
All right, here, let me tell you what to do. Hold on. You go to MikeMalloy.com.
Yeah, no, we've been there. We've stuck around.
Okay, now hold on. Mm-hmm. Once you get there, go to the gallery page.
Gallery. Yep.
Gallery page. Click on gallery page,
okay.
And it'll be there for you to download.
Oh, great.
Okay?
CD out of it.
I don't know why you couldn't hear Kathy, but that's where it is. It's right there on the gallery page at my website. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, what else?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to say, during that time when Bush was saying all that stuff, which was actually new to me, because I was too busy on iViews.com, also on Islamic City and some of those,
right.
And I was just, like, so under the impression, I was watching Scott Ritter, he was talking in front of groups and groups of people,
uh-huh.
And they were viewing them, you could view them on Islamic City.
Right.
And we're watching it, and it's news to me now that he went and spewed all this shit out. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. But it's like, I can't believe it. I'm like, I'm so tripped out over it. I just really can't believe it. And it's unbelievable. It's just to hear it and to read it now,
mm-hmm.
I just can't believe that everybody sat there. I mean, it actually sounds ridiculous. When he starts going on, that they can release it in such time and this and that and the
right.
drama. And it's like, that's insane. That's like so insane.
Well, it's
funny.
The really terrible part of it, Lynn, is the fact that the majority of the American people believe that Bush was telling the truth.
They don't know the difference between a movie and reality either, I think.
I think
these are the same people. I'm sure of it.
I think that's true.
Maybe they've watched too many movies and they just don't know. And to hear it now and to hear that people are just not saying, okay, impeach him, that's it, he's gone. And to hear that the people are just still kind of dragging their feet. And I also wanted to say, since we live in Buffalo here, and the Buffalo News has a column on it, it's to the right, and it always says, still no weapons of mass destruction found.
Uh-huh.
And it has the latest efforts every day.
Right.
And it's actually really funny. because it still says still no weapons of mass destruction found, right in the same spot.
I'll have to check.
You know, it's like
I guess Lynn can't.
It was going, then I quit. Well, you know, it was like about six days in a row. It kept going, and I was looking. Look at this in the same spot every day.
Yeah.
And they put in little jeers, you know, on the news. But don't forget, like, we're right next to Canada here,
uh-huh.
And what our news goes to Canada, TV news. Canada watches our news, and so we're not like people here are just sort of like kicked back about it because we kind of know the truth because like at least 3 or 4 of our stations are Canadian.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of helps. In fact, I probably sound like a Canadian. Sorry about that. You know, it's the only difference. But,
yeah, yeah. Well, that I'll have to check the Buffalo News online and take a look at it. Yeah,
relaxed. You know, they're not everybody here. If you say to someone, "Are you a Republican?" They're like, "No, I'm not a Republican."
Yeah.
They get nervous. You know?
Hey, Lynn, good to hear from you. I appreciate you checking in. I hope you call again. Take care. I appreciate you calling. Is there something wrong with the volume tonight, Kathy, on the microphones here? I don't think Lynn could hear a word I said. She couldn't hear you. Is there something? Are we having a problem again? Hey. Frank is calling from Boston. Frank, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can hear you a little less now. I heard your call with her much better than I'm hearing this one.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I'm getting frustrated with the people I'm trying to reach, you know, just family and friends. They're getting madder at me for bringing the subject up about the crook down in Washington than they're getting mad at him.
Why do they get mad at you?
Because I keep bringing it up. I keep telling him what he's done today and what his people have done today, how it's going to affect him in a couple of years.
And people
don't want to hear it anymore.
They don't want to hear it.
No?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out how many soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Do you know yet?
It's around. It's approaching 200.
Yeah.
There is a website called IraqBodyCount.com. I think that probably will have the number of American soldiers who have been killed now because of Bush's insane adventure into Iraq. It also, I do know that it has the body count of Iraqis killed, but I would imagine...
Well, no one in America will ever even think about that, so we just got to get them with American people get through to them. We got to get through to people.
I think it's IraqBodyCount.com or IraqiBodyCount.com.
Yep, here it is right here.
You got it?
Yeah. Cost of the war in Iraq, 61 trillion? Oh, my God.
No. Billion.
Billion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel much better now.
Now, does it show how many Americans have been killed?
Let me see. Iraq body count, the minimum is 5531, maximum 7203. I'm not seeing anything on Americans yet, but I think it's around 200. Because for a while there, I was printing up, when I heard there was 151, I printed up 151 on a piece of paper and just passed them out to family and friends. And that got through to people because they thought of things like that. That makes them think, because we have people in our city that are out fighting this stupid war.
Well, you know what Rumsfeld said, recruits, people that go into the military, the grunts, the on-the-ground troops, they're not worth the tinker's dam. They're just there to kill or be killed, and then they bring in a new batch, and these people have zero respect.
They do mean that when they say it.
Oh, of course they mean it. The Republicans have no respect for the military. They have no respect for the proper use of the military in this country. And they lift their legs and piss all over veterans once they come home. It doesn't matter if the veterans are sick. It doesn't matter if the veterans need assistance. They couldn't care less. And it's disgusting. And the part of it that's really disgusting is, once again, the majority of the American people truly believe that the Republicans are more interested in the military in this country than the Democrats. And it makes me sick, and that's why I loathe and despise Republicans.
I feel the same way. I'll drink to that. But I'm in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've always been a Ted Kennedy supporter.
Right.
I like him. I just found out he did a full stint in the military. I mean, none of them have ever finished a military stint, except for very few of them. Even Kennedy, a guy they deride as being a liberal panty waste,
yeah,
has done a full stint in the military.
Well,
remember
sure.
When there were two-year stints? That's when he did his, I guess.
Right, right, exactly. Most Democrats who are in positions of power have served in the military. Practically all Republicans have not. It's just the nature of Republicans.
We'll get them soon, Mike.
I certainly hope so. Thanks, Frank.
Hang in there, brother.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Republicans will send your son, your father, your husband, your cousin, your brother to his death. And they will do it with absolutely no second thoughts. But if a Republican is required to go into the military, they run like scared rabbits.
His friends marched with him all the way. The flutes and drums beat out the time, as in his box of polished pine, like dead meat on a butcher's tray. My youngest son came home today, and this time he's home to stay.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
I have to whisper this to you because it's a secret the Bushites want to keep from you. They have become totally obsessed with secrecy and are spending billions of our tax dollars in an anti-democratic lockdown to keep public information from, well, us, the taxpaying public. I'm not talking about deep, dark spy stuff affecting national security. I'm talking about everyday materials on what various Bush officials are doing that affect our jobs, liberties, clean air and water, food, and other basics. The Bushites are slap-happy about secrecy, slapping top secret on any and every document that might reveal what they're doing to us and who benefits from their backroom, closed-door actions. Even before the September 11 terrorist attacks gave them a political excuse for shutting out We the People, Bush and company were removing more than 33 million public documents from public scrutiny, nearly a 50% increase over the previous year. They spent about $5 billion classifying, storing, and guarding documents, a 40% increase over the Clinton years. This autocratic penchant for executive secrecy is so un-American that it has alarmed many conservative Republicans. Representative Porter Goss, for example, thinks it's ridiculous. Head of the House Intelligence Committee, Goss says, "I read report after report after report all day, and they've got some type of secret classification cover on it. I'll say, what's classified about that?" Senator Richard Shelby, an Alabama Republican, thinks that the rush to secrecy is not merely ridiculous, but dangerous. A lot of the documents are classified for the wrong reason, because they're embarrassing or perhaps because of a cover-up, he says. This is Jim Hightower saying, conservative or liberal, we can't let executive power hide behind a secrecy stamp. To battle the stamp of autocracy, call the Federation of American Scientists, 202-546-3300.
We take lives when we have to protect the people. That's how I look at it.
Sick bastards. Okay, the consensus from your email seems to be Weaponsgate. Iraqgate was the scandal from Pappy Bush's administration in providing weapons of mass destruction to Saddam Hussein. Okay, Weaponsgate it is. Micah is calling from Miami. Micah, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Oh, God, it's pitiful.
What's pitiful?
Everything is pitiful.
No,
you know, I'm a psychotherapist here in Miami.
Uh-huh.
And I spent, you know, every day for a long time, I was wondering why I was having this increased depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's because of the Bush administration.
Well,
hey.
Yeah, that stands to reason.
Every day. My question for you is this, and I don't know why this is, but where does the idea that he is, that Bush is strong and unbeatable and people, like, I don't understand why people are afraid to take him on. Because, like, to me, I think he's evil, and I think a lot of people like me think he's evil. And I think if people just stood up and told the truth about him and had this belief that he is totally beatable and he's a total loser and he's easily beatable, then I don't think it would be a question. But there seems to be this kind of image, and I'm not sure if it's the media or I'm not sure where it comes from, that, oh, my God, he's strong, or, oh, my God, he's popular, or, oh, my God, he's all this and that. And just be careful how you approach him. And I don't understand this image. When you see him, he doesn't look that way. But there's an image that I think
is presented
somewhere that people feel, and I think it's particularly in the Democrats, who don't feel like they can just take him on directly and just say, this guy is just evil, and let's get rid of him.
Well, I think you've answered your own question. It's media in this country that dare not point out that Bush is a criminal for fear that they will be deprived of corporate profits or deprived of the next consolidation move. So it's media and the leading Democrats. Now, there are a couple of Democrats who are starting, for whatever reason, to point out that Bush is a liar. That would be Kucinich and Graham and Dean.
Right.
But the really leading Democrats, the ones who command the cameras, the ones who get the press, are terrified that Karl Rove will launch an attack against their reelection campaign. So the Democratic Party leadership in this country is not worth the powder to blow it straight to hell. So when you have the opposition party rolling over and playing dead, and you have media not fulfilling its function, what are you left with? You can, like I said, Micah, you answered your own question. That's the reason the American public is so grossly misinformed and so grossly misled. Democrats won't fight back. The media doesn't give a damn.
Yeah.
And so that's where we are. So how do people resist this? Online, internet, fight, organize.
I mean, I don't even watch TV. I mean, I watch the news just a little, but never. I get everything from the internet because at least I feel like I can trust it mostly. You know,
I've come to that point. It took me a while. I've said on this program before, I was a television news junkie. It took a while, but finally,
right.
I no more watch the news. I may watch 60 Minutes on Sunday night if we're home, but I no more watch the news any longer than pee up a rope. I get my news from the people who send me links to specific articles, and then I cruise the internet myself, where it's all the written word, none of it's visual. And I don't have to listen to these half-assed anchors telling me stuff that is absolutely not true. You have to leave television. You really do.
Why do you think that Britain is able to be so forceful in their attack on
Two reasons, and it's the same two reasons. They still have a relatively independent press, and they have a political system that says they will not roll over and have their tummies scratched. The opposition to the most vocal opposition to Tony Blair is coming from his own party.
Right.
And that's the major difference. Hey, Micah, thanks for checking. I hope you call again, pal.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Dogs appear to have a unique ability to read cues in human behavior. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. A researcher at Harvard University has shown that dogs have a sense about people that sets them apart from other animals. He says dogs can read simple cues in human behavior, and it appears to be a talent they're born with. Brian Hare is an anthropology student at Harvard. He ran a series of experiments to compare how well dogs, chimpanzees, and wolves can read simple signals from people. Hare concealed bits of food under a cup and put it near an identical cup that was empty. Then he let each animal choose which cup to knock over to find the treat. Hare ran the test with 11 dogs, 11 chimps, and 7 wolves. Before each animal made its choice, one of his co-workers tried to show which cup covered the food by either pointing at it or staring at it. Hare says the results were surprising. Almost all of the dogs picked the cup with the food based on a point or a stare, but very few of the chimps and none of the wolves showed the same ability. Hare says the fact that wolves could not interpret the signals means dogs must have developed this talent after they evolved from their wild cousins. Hare wanted to know whether dogs are born with an ability to read human actions or if they learn it through interaction with people. To find out, he gave the point-and-stare test to two groups of puppies. One had been raised with regular human contact, the other with very little.
That was the most surprising result. Essentially, if we looked at dogs who were not reared in a human family and compared them to dogs that were reared in a human family, they performed equally well. There was no difference. So it didn't seem like it was necessary to have experienced lots of human contact to do well in these tasks.
Hare says his research is part of an effort to understand how all animals, including humans, developed their abilities to think, communicate, and solve problems. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Russ is calling from Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Russ.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I wanted to... you had a caller that talked about
soldiers dying in Iraq?
Yes.
Okay. I think there was, you know, like 200 or so American soldiers.
Right.
And then as far as civilians,
uh-huh.
There was, I have this Time magazine right here.
Right.
And it is dated April 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And it says how many Iraqis have died. And it says 2,000 civilians. And then on Iraqi body count, it says 7,000 civilians.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says as far as Iraqi troops, there was 10,000 Iraqi troops that died.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that, and I was like, you know, could you imagine if that happened in America? And, you know, I saw some pictures of the Iraqi soldiers before the war, and they looked just like any young guy that was in his 20s. And I just thought about that, and it's like, yeah, some of them are probably some bad guys, but I'm sure the majority of them were just regular guys, and they didn't choose to be in the military. They didn't. They weren't drafted, or they were drafted,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't choose their leader. They didn't choose Saddam. American foreign policy put Saddam in power.
Right.
So it's like all these people died, and I think we have to remember that it's not just about those weapons of mass destruction. This is about oil and contracts for corporations.
That's right.
And, you know, in securing that region
mm-hmm.
of the Middle East. So all these people died just so those guys could play Star Wars with all of our lives.
Yeah, it is. I can't think of the right word. It's an outrage.
It's an outrage.
It is inhuman. It is sick. It is perverse. It is. The Bush crime family violating the oaths that all of these bastards took when they illegally assumed power. I don't know why, though, I or anyone should assume that when they took the oaths, whether it was cabinet members or this android Dick Cheney or the Matrix thug George Bush, I don't know why when they took the oaths that we think, or I think, that they should be held to those oaths. They are lying scumsuckers who illegally seized power in a bloodless coup in this country, and the American people allowed it to happen. When the Supreme Court issued the ruling, there should have been 20, 30 million Americans that surrounded the city of Washington, D.C., just like the Serbian people did when what's his name refused to give up power in Milosevic in Yugoslavia, and we didn't. We sat back on our well-fed fat asses after all those Clinton years of everybody making a lot of money in this country. At least the people who could do something about this illegal seizure making a lot of money, they just said, "Well, you know what the hell? I don't care. I'm too busy. I'm too busy doing this. I'm too busy doing that. You know, forget about it." So here we are. I
just see this greed being one of the biggest threats we all face.
Well, yes, the greed and this sexual attraction to power that the Republicans have, cowardly Republicans like this little worm Richard Perle and this jug-eared thug Paul Wolfowitz and the android Bill, Dick Cheney. You know, the thing that really pisses me off is that these people eventually are going to die, and they're probably going to die just meaningless, lousy deaths. And in the meantime, they are causing the deaths until they die. They are causing the deaths of God knows how many people.
They're putting us all in jeopardy just in, you know, there's a whole future, and they're about on their deathbed, some of them, like Dick Cheney. He could die any second.
Right.
And it's like they're putting us all in jeopardy. I just think it's sick and twisted.
It is sick and twisted. All right, Russ, appreciate you checking in. It's just... Oh, here we go again. I bet you all get tired of this, right? We just go through this every night, don't we? What's the point? What is the point? Well, we've got an Uncle Mike story corner here that I want to get to before we run out of time. Can we cue the music, please? Probably a lot of you saw this. This is the Parable of the Sheep. And it's written by Larry Robinson, who is a Sebastopol, California City Council member and former mayor. And when I saw this, I just thought, you know, this would make a good Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Gather around, children. It's time once again for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Today, the parable of the sheep. The sheep were nervous. Recently, some wolves had gotten into the flock and killed some of them. There was shock, of course, and outrage. There was some talk of how much the world had changed, how things would never be the same again now. Some proclaimed that all the sheep must now band together behind their leader, and that those who didn't should be cast forth from the flock. There were even calls for revenge. Unfortunately, nobody knew where to find the offending wolves. Sheepdogs were hired to protect the flock as well as to protect it from itself. Some sheep had been straying too far from the flock, and henceforth this would be forbidden, for their own good, of course. Those who disobeyed were liable to get bitten or even eaten. One day the leader announced that a neighboring flock had been known to harbor wolves. Moreover, he had proof that this neighboring flock was intending to launch an attack and destroy the flock. This was because the others were jealous of the flock's goodness and virtue. Their rich pasture was, naturally, proof of their goodness and virtue. It was announced that for its own safety, the flock would have to conquer the others and remove their evil shepherd. As a bonus, they would get better access to the salt lick. This would also be good for the other sheep. To do this, though, would entail sacrifice. They would have to make do with less grass, and they would get sheared every month instead of every year, and a small number of lambs would be required to be sacrificed as well. But it should be remembered that the world had changed, and that these sacrifices were a small price to pay for freedom from the bad shepherd. Of course, there were those who whispered that the leader and his friends looked a little different, that even though they seemed to have the same fleece as everyone else, they never had to get sheared. Some even said that the leader's wool sometimes slipped, and you could see a dark muzzle with long teeth underneath. This notion was laughingly dismissed by most as paranoia. Every once in a while, someone would ask about the shepherd. They would remember a time when wolves were far away, when grass was more plentiful, and when they only got sheared once a year. These malcontents were quickly reminded that the shepherd had been their enemy, that they were all better off now that he was gone. The war against the other flock was over quickly, and the leader proclaimed a glorious victory. No wolves were found in the other flock, but the leader confidently assured the sheep that wolves would be found, that it was just a matter of time. In the meantime, the leader's friends would get exclusive access to the best grass and water. This would benefit everyone because the droppings from the friends of the leader would fertilize the entire pasture, making it much more productive. How will this story unfold? Will the sheep calmly accept these conditions? Will they stand up on their hind legs and demand more grass? Stay tuned, children, for the next episode. God, I love Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Don't you? Tracy is calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
Good. I was just calling to let you know, first of all, it's a testament to your power that I have called for the second night in a row, and I can't believe it.
Right, you have.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Two quick points that I wanted to make is that I think regarding the sheeple that are still refusing to see
mm-hmm.
what's going on, people are still scared, and I think it's going to take a leader to, and this is hard to say, but sort of get past September 11th, not forget it, but
mm-hmm.
kind of get over it. Because September 11th, as you know, Mike, was a traumatic thing for the United States of America, but what it did was that it brought us into a situation that the rest of the world had lived before.
Well, that's very true, and we talked about that on this program. It's occurred in England. It's occurred in Northern Ireland. It's occurred in God knows how many states in Africa.
Yeah.
It's occurred in Israel. It's occurred in the occupied territories.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As horrible as it was, it's horrific to have planes driven into buildings. And maybe in some ways, in some other countries, it wasn't that dramatic, but it was still no less traumatic to those countries. And they've been dealing with it for a while, and perhaps that is why we had such goodwill, because they understood, we've been through this.
And the Bush crime family took that goodwill and trashed it.
Squandered it.
Within weeks. It was just
exactly.
Gone. Just
exactly.
Absolutely gone.
So I think that's what it is. And I think that compounded with the fact that the Bush crime family, 9/11, Saddam Hussein, and even though Saddam and there were no Iraqis involved in this at all, I think that a lot of people who just don't have time to ferret out the information just got scared. But eventually, I think eventually they're going to have to be forced to think about this. And I guess I'm just putting my stock in the American people.
Well,
that's
always been that's what I would do in the past, but
yeah, I know.
It's impossible for me to do that now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm hoping that the fact that most Americans are being slammed where it concerns a job, able to support their families, that maybe that will get the attention.
Right.
Of the American people, and they will remove this thug from office.
Yeah.
In a society where the citizens were alert and awake, which we are not in this country.
No.
There would be screams for his impeachment now for lying.
Yeah.
In the first place, he never would have been put into the executive branch anyway, because the American people would have said, "Hold on a second.
Right.
There is fraud occurring in the state of Florida by the little bastard's brother."
So,
for that reason, I, unless there is some sort of a powerfully epiphanous moment for the American people, and given who we are, it usually has to hit us in our pocketbooks first. I don't see the American people rising up to remove this thug from office.
Let me tell you this one quick thing, Mike. I heard you may have heard it too. I don't know. On NPR today, there was a report. And it started out saying, Bush went to Chicago today to talk about prescription drugs or whatever. And NPR used it as a lead-in to say that, okay, you live there, so you know. Chicagoland is a Democratic bastion, and yet the way one of the commentators put it, you'd be surprised that there's this support for Bush, but yet when I heard the report, there wasn't so much the support for Bush. What I heard was that there is no confidence in the National Democrats.
Right.
None.
Well, that's
none.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true.
That's what I heard. They're like, I don't so much care for him. I mean, he's done some things, but. And this made me think, Mike, about the Republicans. They're good about, if they keep saying something, they think that it will be true. For example, two things they say, and I promise I'll get off. They say, we're making inroads with Hispanics. Yeah. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're really not. But they keep saying that.
Well, it's the tactic
so
of... It's the tactic of the big lie. It doesn't make any difference what the issue is.
Right.
They are always wrong, and they always lie. But in repeating it enough, again, just... going back to a conversation I had with a caller from Miami, as long as there is no opposition party in this country, and as long as there is no independent and a strong media in this country, these thugs will continue.
Yeah. Do you know, Mike, that in the last election... And Republicans could almost, and this goes back to what you were saying about the Democrats.
Right.
How whatever the problem is, we still are the big tent party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that in the last election, like 54% of Asian Americans, who Republicans could reliably count on before, they went for Gore.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, they keep saying. Yeah, we're doing this, we're doing that, making inroads, and they're not.
George Bush lost the election. His entire government is illegitimate, and the American people let it happen. Sure. Hey, listen, Tracy, we got a boogie.
You,
thank you so much for checking in.
You bet.
All right, take care. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back.
Whoa. When I opened my mouth, out came bah, and the anchor man was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. And the anchor woman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the nightly?
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then show Animals Kingdom and Saturday Night Live. Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at iCarRadio.com.
Animals. Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year old. I'm not an 8-year old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Right after the next break, I want to tell you what the Republican whip in the House, the House of really, that's what it is, the House of Representatives' third highest leader, what he tried to do where it concerned Homeland Security and the tobacco giant Philip Morris, USA. It's just another one of those stunning, stunning stories. Ted is calling from Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Ted.
How you doing, Michael?
Doing fine, sir.
Well, I haven't talked to you for quite a while.
I know, and we've missed you.
Yeah, I'm still at home with my shoulder, recovering from that rotator cuff surgery.
Oh, boy.
The reason I wanted to call you is you were talking, you know, about all the things that are going on now. In all my therapies, I've been arguing with my therapist, which is probably not a good idea, seeing as how he's cranking my arm around.
Right. Got to be careful there.
The first time, right when we first invaded Iraq, he said they should have dropped a bomb in the Eiffel Tower, and that's when I started in.
Wow.
About, why? I mean, they're right. There is no weapons of mass destruction. We went on, and I sometimes get a little emotional, and I told him about George being a fascist and that stuff, and,
right.
And he basically symbolically patted me on the head and said, well, that's what the Congress is for. And the next time I came in, I had your website and The Guardian and London on a piece of paper, and I mm-hmm. said, here, check these out on the internet. And he said, I'm not interested. And I said, what a shame. So I let it go, and a couple weeks ago, we got an argument right after the Republicans, they sneaked in that little thing about anybody making less than $26,000 doesn't get the tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, isn't that wonderful? Well, then his boss was walking by, and he said, well, if people don't pay taxes, they shouldn't get a tax cut. And that was it. And I said, what? And I told him, I said, what happened to the soul of this country where I've got mine, so to hell with everybody else. Let them fend for themselves. I said, "What? That's not what this country is supposed to be about." And when I argued for a couple more minutes, and finally I said, which probably didn't get any friends, I said, boy, I'll tell you what, I really get tired of arguing with people that are brain dead. And anyway.
Well, this argument that, why should people who don't pay taxes get a tax break, that's something read out of Limbaugh, the pig man, and Hannity, the pig boy's mouth. There's not a worker in this country who gets a paycheck. I don't care what he or she makes; it doesn't pay taxes.
Oh, well, look at what you're talking
some
about.
Some people may not pay income taxes, but they pay all sorts of taxes.
Of course they do.
I
pointed out to him. I said, "Well, gee, you know how much both of my sons just got out of the Marines last year." I said, "Do you know how much they made every year?"
Uh-huh.
They didn't make that enough money to get that back, according to the Republicans. They didn't make enough money in the military.
But by God, they paid taxes.
You bet you they did.
Hey, Ted, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you. We have to take a quick break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing is that you delight in creating
things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. America Radio Network. For more information, go to...
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Pre-war intelligence about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Starting next week, Republican lawmakers will hold a series of closed-door hearings to evaluate the accuracy of the information that President Bush used to justify the war against Saddam Hussein. No weapons of mass destruction have been located in the roughly 2 months since the end of major combat, but Democrats say the planned hearings are inadequate and want a full-scale probe into whether the administration hyped the threats. Federal officials, along with Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. health officials, are meeting in Northern Virginia to work on a regional SARS plan in case there is an outbreak of the potentially fatal disease in the nation's capital region. Since Virginia is the only locality that already has a plan in place, it's being used as a model for the other jurisdictions. There is concern about a possible outbreak in the capital area due to its high population. Those attending the meeting want to develop a common plan when it comes to identifying, quarantining, and alerting people about the possibility of SARS. Turkish authorities have arrested a man who allegedly threw two homemade bombs at the U.S. consulate in the southern city of Adana. Officials say the device caused minor damage but no injuries. Middle East correspondent Roxana Saberi reports.
Turkish police arrested the man after he entered the garden of the consulate and threw the hand grenades toward the main building. News reports say one of the bombs exploded when thrown, but the second did not. They say bomb experts later detonated it. U.S. embassy officials have confirmed an attack took place, but the motive of the attack is not clear. Police suspect it was a protest against the U.S.-led action in neighboring Iraq, which most Turks oppose. The state-run Anatolian news agency says police are investigating whether the man is connected to any outlawed local groups. Militant leftist, Islamic, and Kurdish groups are active in Turkish cities, and leftist groups have carried out attacks against U.S. interests in the past. The U.S. has warned its citizens against possible attacks from Turkish guerrilla groups. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
A new study shows that rats lose their attention span when they are under the influence of marijuana. The study published online in the journal Behavioral Brain Research shows when given a synthetic cannabinoid, rats have difficulty distinguishing between long and short periods of time while doing tasks they've been trained for. Researchers say the study suggests that while someone smoking marijuana might be able to perform a small brief task, actions involving concentration over a longer period of time could be more difficult.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
California officials praised a decision this morning by a federal bankruptcy court to refund more than $600,000 to the state from an affiliate of failed energy giant Enron. The money was given to 10 wind power plants that were indirectly owned by Enron by the California Energy Commission as part of its incentive program for small power generators. The money is being refunded because court papers show the company was not entitled to the money. Governor Gray Davis says the bankruptcy court's ruling should send a message to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that it should also approve the refunds California has asked for from energy companies for allegedly overcharging the state $9 billion during the state's energy crisis. FERC is expected to rule on California's refund request next month. A modest rally sent stocks higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 128 points to 91.83. The S&P 500 was up 12 points to 997.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing. For Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti, there's one more key to racing. Champion spark plugs. They race different makes of cars. Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion spark plugs.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-825-5937 is the number if you'd like to join in. We're talking with Ted in Rockford, Illinois. Ted, go ahead and put a wrap on it for me.
Okay. I told him, I said, you should check the internet out. There's a lot of stuff out there. And they both said, well, how do you know that's accurate? And I said, I don't know it's exactly accurate, but at least I'm getting both sides of the story.
Right.
And I told him that if you could, I'll tell you what, I'll never bother you about Bush again. If you tell, I never will. Just tell me one thing he's done that's made your life better since he's been in office. And he said, well, I really can't tell you anything that he's done. And I said, well, remember, ignorance is strength and war is peace. And then I plagiarized you, and I said, he said, oh, 1984, right? And I said, yeah. And I said, remember, there have we never said there were weapons of mass destruction. We said there were weapons of mass destruction programs.
Right.
Programs. And anyways, I came in yesterday, and he told me, hey, you know what, I'm starting to agree with you. So I thought,
well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, and it made me feel Friday I talked to I'm in Move On or also,
uh-huh.
and what a great organization. I think we're really doing some good stuff. And,
I think so.
And I talked to a lady that we had the you call somebody else to get your opinions of how the organization should go because Bush does so many things, you don't know which way to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she had never heard of your program, so boy, she was from Columbus, Ohio. And I was plugging your program. I said, man, you got to listen to Mike Malloy and Peter Werby and things like that because they, you know, you'll find out that there are other people out of there. It's, you know what you are. You're a support group, you know, for recovering people. It really is. And now what's going on in the press,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we have to worry about Iran because they're not going to, when you've got people are finally start out and you're seeing my daughter listen to that one idiot, Mike Savage is his name.
Uh-huh.
She said she almost drove off the road. She was channel checking on her way to work, and he was on there, and he, Savage, called Bush a liar. And I said, get out of town. She says, honest to God. So I'm telling you what, maybe these people are a little bit or whatever, or maybe since they've got everything they've wanted, they don't need him anymore. Who knows? But I feel... Man, I'm really feeling pumped, boy. I think this thing is starting to turn around.
Well, I'm glad you had a rewarding experience with the doctors and the physical therapists. You know, there's we've said before on this program, there's one thing that I can't tolerate. I know you can't, and that's willful ignorance. So maybe there is maybe there's some hope after all. Ted, thanks for checking in.
Have a good night.
All right, sir. You too. Thank you very much. Henry is calling from Oahu.
On a wonderful service. I mean, I just the TV and the radio, and then
mm-hmm.
your breath of fresh air. What I wanted to say really quick is that I believe personally that George Bush is not going to be the next president. I just think that with the ticket with him, with Cheney, now I know people may think that George Bush, the ones that like him, but everybody knows Cheney is a crook. And I just don't believe that we're going to vote for him back in. Now, I don't know who's going to be the president other than him. I don't know, maybe Gore. But I just can't see George Bush making it.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope people who suggest that on this program all the time are right. But the thing that continues to cause me to feel great trepidation is the fact that so many Americans still support this criminal administration. And it's not like, you know, a lot of people say, well, yeah, but Mike, back in 1991, Pappy Bush had a 90% approval rating, got it. 2003, we had not been attacked to manipulate the American public.
Sir,
no.
Do you believe that the American people seem to build someone up always, have a desire to tear them down also? We build up kings and just to tear them down. I think that's the history of the planet.
What's the German word for that? Schadenfreude? Schadenfreude? How do you pronounce it, Kathy? You're the college graduate. Schadenfreude. The thrill of seeing somebody else go down.
Can you imagine the thrill of George Bush going down and he's going to be the king and he thinks he's running this country? He may be tough, but this country is very powerful, and it has a life of its own.
Well, yeah, I don't think for a second that George Bush is tough. I think he's a cowardly bastard who runs and hides, and he doesn't know how to put together a three-part thought. He can't handle a compound sentence. He's not strong. He's a coward. What he is a schoolyard bully. But he happens to have the might of the United States military behind him, which he is grossly misusing. He can kick any country's ass on the planet that he wants to, with the possible.
Thing is, we always have been able to kick any planet.
Well, right.
Behind, but what he did was he misused the military.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
For him misusing the military, and just you had this one sound bites of all the things he said about the weapons
the
of
lies,
mass destruction,
right. uh-huh.
the lies. I think that is just beautiful. I mean, it's just that normal people can just hear that kind of thing because
mm-hmm.
we may not have power while he's in power, but when that one day when we have that time to vote, he's going to catch a hard break because the country is still split up half and half.
Well, I hope that's the case. I honestly do. Henry, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, sir. You just do a good job. I think you're wonderful. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Henry. I would like to, you know, I hear it all the time on this program. I see it on the website, MikeMalloy.com. In all those various discussion groups that go on there, this sense of optimism, just a tiny bit, that maybe the American sheeple are coming out of their stupor, their coma, I don't share it. I do not share the optimism. I want to. I really do. And I'm certainly open to hearing the good news. You know, somebody could say, "Well, Malloy, you're demonstrating willful ignorance if you don't recognize that this guy is going to be out of here." Well, possibly so. But when I look at how the polling agencies now, if you either believe them or you don't, it's either crap or it's garbage or it's received wisdom or someplace in between. But when poll after poll after poll after poll says the American people are now getting to the point where they don't care, they don't give a damn.
I don't care if there's no weapons of mass destruction. I'm glad Saddam Hussein is gone.
You know, when you have that attitude,
Saddam Hussein is gone. He was a son of a bitch.
He does not provide room for me. But I certainly appreciate your optimism, if you have it. You understand what I mean by that? Of course you do. Dee is calling from Omaha. Hey, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, this is our bureau chief in Omaha. That's right.
Yes. Greetings from America, where some animals are more equal than others. Speaking of people.
Right. Well, it's been suggested that Uncle Mike's Story Hour tonight, Story Corner, sounded very similar to Animal Farm, and
and
I agree, it did.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I just have a question today, and I want to preface this question by talking about, well, of course, you know, and everybody knows how our civil liberties are being curtailed left and right by Bush, and even before that by Clinton a little. But anyway, now I'm beginning to see other countries that are otherwise far more progressive than ours also doing the same thing. Canada, Switzerland, Sweden even, in the past 2 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm. The U.K.?
The U.K., of course. Yeah, definitely, with... What is that? The MI6 or something like that?
Well, they have a domestic intelligence unit, but the clampdown on certain activities, the British government is just less open about it in terms of. Let me put it this way. There is no equivalent in the British government to John Ashcroft, this religiously insane freak that runs our Justice Department. So whatever measures the British government takes, it's usually done a little bit more quietly. They're not press conferences to talk about anything remotely resembling the USA Patriot Act or Patriot Act 2. The Brits just go about very quietly passing laws that kind of curtail individual freedom or the rights of assembly, even though they don't have those rights in their law. Obviously, they don't have a so-called Bill of Rights. They have a whole different system. But civil liberties around the planet, you're absolutely right, especially in authoritarian governments. They use the United States as a model, and they say, "Well, if George W. Bush can do it, we damn sure can."
Well, that I think that might answer my question then, because my question was going to be that why do you think that other countries that are otherwise far more progressive than ours, such as again Sweden, Canada, Switzerland, England, why do you think they are curtailing civil liberties? And you probably have answered it by saying, well, they look to us as the example for freedom.
Well, also, power, the people who have power, I don't care how righteous they may seem to be, will never pass up a chance to increase the amount of power that they have. I think it's just part of human nature. And what usually holds that in abeyance is the system of government. Unless we're talking about an authoritarian or a totalitarian or a regime, most governments will have a parliament, they'll have a Congress, they'll have some check and balance on the people who are in the equivalent of our executive branch. But power seeks more power. You know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. But the first part of that, power corrupts. So I think there's always... almost a sponge-like attitude with people who are in power, no matter what the government is, to absorb as much power as they can. And when you have the world's only so-called superpower curtailing civil rights and human rights left and right in the name of anti-terrorism, then it gives these other governments a leeway where they can say, well, you know, the United States is doing it because of terrorism. Hell, we better do it, too, because of terrorism, when the real meaning is we better do it, too, grab the power while we can. While everybody else is looking the other way. I hope that answers it for you, Dee.
That definitely does. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call.
Got to rebuild America. Keep hope alive. We've got to rebuild America. Keep hope alive. We've got to rebuild America. Eyes on the prize. That dream we are building for time. Now don't sit at home saying, what could I do? Remember that unity starts with you.
Hold on.
Dead, only time.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what your mentor is near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge tech that one is talking about, tune into tomorrow IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, cars current. We talk about it. Let us bring you time at Graveline.com and join us Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me? You hate me?
Why don't I put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
The Bush crime family is not just the found in the executive branch, of course. It's metastasized all over the country. It is a filthy collection of real thugs. But here's one who this. Oh, God. Just do the story, Mike. Don't try to come up with adjectives. Okay. The guy's name is Roy Blunt. He's a representative. Where is he from? Is he from Ohio? No, where is Blunt from? All I know right now is he's Republican. I think he's from Missouri. Is he from Missouri? Anyway, a few hours after he was named to be the House of Representatives' third highest leadership dude back in November, he surprised, I guess is the word to use, surprised his fellow top Republicans by trying to quietly insert into the 475-page bill that created the Department of Homeland Security a little provision benefiting Philip Morris USA. Now, Roy Blunt has close personal and political ties to Philip Morris, according to the Washington Post. He instructed his aides to add this little provision for the tobacco company to the bill, which was then within hours of a final House vote. Now, remember, this is a bill about homeland security. And this evil little bastard inserts something that will benefit Philip Morris USA. Now, according to the story now, none of the Republican Party leadership knew about it. Not Dennis Hastert, not Dennis Hastert's puppet master, Tom DeLay. According to these thugs now,
we didn't know anything about it. We didn't know anything about it.
What the provision would have done would have made it harder to sell tobacco products over the Internet. Now, we can all get behind that idea, can't we? And it would have cracked down on the sale of contraband cigarettes. We can all get behind that, too. Those are two practices that cut into Philip Morris's profits. Now, what motivated Representative Roy Blunt to try to sneak this provision? Had never been debated. Nobody had talked about it. It was just his, according to the Republican Party leadership. Certainly the Democrats didn't know anything about it. But what does that have to do with Homeland Security? So here this little weasel is sticking a bill into the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security, a little goodie for Philip Morris. Why would he do that? Well, Blunt has received large campaign donations from Philip Morris.
There's a surprise, Mike.
His son works for Philip Morris in Missouri. And Representative Blunt has a close personal relationship with a Washington lobbyist for Philip Morris USA. Now, the Washington Post reports that it is highly unusual for a House Republican to insert a light provision into a major that has never been approved by the Speaker. That would be Dennis Hastert or Tom DeLay, if you believe the part. Blunt's attempt to do this treachery for his campaign contributor became known only to a small circle of Republicans in the House and Republicans in the White House. Now, what did they do about it? When they found out what this little weasel was doing, what did the Republican leadership do? What did the White House do? They kept it quiet. They said nothing. They let this little evil son of a bitch try to get away with it. Now, Dennis Hastert, according to the Washington Post, said,
well, now, wait a minute, maybe we better not do that,
and pulled the provision. Blunt, in an interview last week, said he pushed for the tobacco provision after talking with the vice president of government affairs for Philip Morris's parent company. And Blunt said he put it in because it's good policy. You got to take care of them that brung you, right? Department of Homeland Security, a little goodie for Philip Morris.
Don't cross over the line. We'll serve time at night. When the lights begin to dim, when the smoke seems to clear, you can't see.
say what you want.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Workers at 14 Goodyear tire plants across North America will strike on June 27th unless their employer agrees to a new contract. This, according to the United Steelworkers of America. The Steelworkers Union has been bargaining with Goodyear for nearly 3 months, but has little to show for its efforts to win job security from an employer that's looking to send jobs to cheaper overseas plants. Goodyear is also looking for $1 billion in concessions, money the United Steelworkers says the company hopes to invest in non-union sweatshops overseas. Officially, the union's old agreement expired on April 21st, but the steelworkers have been extending their contract on a day-to-day basis ever since.
Much of Canada's rail system could be shut down next week if some 200 rail traffic controllers with the Canadian Pacific Railway go on strike. They've been trying to negotiate a new contract with the railroad since September, but the two sides broke off mediation efforts at the end of May. A cooling-off period ends on June 18th, and the Union of Rail Canada Traffic Controllers classifies a strike or lockout as probable. If picket lines do go up, traffic controllers with other railroads might honor them, which could lead to widespread disruption of rail traffic throughout the country.
Stop the presses. That's what journalists at Italy's biggest-selling daily newspaper did yesterday in protest of what they say is Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's attack on press freedom. Journalists with Corriere della Sera say the paper's longtime editor, Ferruccio De Bortoli, was pressured by Berlusconi to resign due to his paper's opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq, as well as its unfavorable coverage of the prime minister's trial on corruption charges. Berlusconi himself is Italy's largest media baron, with holdings in newspapers, radio, and publishing houses, and by many estimates, the arch-conservative controls some 90% of Italy's television market. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Just one more thing on Representative Roy Blunt, who is the House of Representatives' third highest leader, and his attempt to add on to the Department of Homeland Security bill, the 475-page bill that created that department. A little tidbit there for Philip Morris. Philip Morris had contributed in the past 2 years, more than $150,000 to political committees affiliated with Mr. Blunt. That's according to the Federal Election Commission records. They are corrupt. Republicans are corrupt to the bottoms of their pockets, their souls, those that still have any. just example after example. And I'll say it again. Anybody who supports Republicans or who votes Republican or who considers themselves a Republican is contributing to this evilness that is just engulfing this country. Joe is calling from Oregon, our Brookings Bureau Chief. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, well, you're talking about why, you know, see, Congress is too busy to investigate Bush and the Bush crime family and the Bush administration on things like weapons of mass destruction and things like that. Because, for instance, last week, 9 days ago on June the 2nd, Congress was too busy congratulating Sammy Sosa on his 500th home run. By the way, the next day, they found cork in Sammy Sosa's bat. So I don't know what that means.
It doesn't mean anything. I read something today in Newsweek. Cork in a bat does not cause the ball to be hit better and go further. You just use the laws of physics. And it doesn't work. Now, some baseball players may think it does, but in Newsweek, they had a little blurb about the Sosa cork bat BS.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't work. I mean, it's a bogus issue. It's all bogus, you know.
I've never heard that before. Besides, the players don't need to cheat. They got a rabbit ball, and they don't call the strike zone right. And the pitchers are crappier than they've ever been. So they don't need to cheat.
Right.
Now, but I mention that because Congress spent all day congratulating. It was one congressman after the other. Sammy Sosa, we congratulate him on his 500th home run.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
They're right. Too busy talking about that. And also the annual rite of spring, they were too damn busy talking about, hey, let's have an amendment to keep people from burning the flag.
For the annual rite of spring. Oh, my God. Thanks, Joe. All right, sir. Appreciate you. Ha-ha. I got off before he did this time. Oh, my God. Jim is calling from Tampa. Jim, welcome to the program. That's your first time calling, right?
Yeah, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. Welcome aboard.
Hey, I tell you, I was glad to see you. I found you guys on the Internet from some link from BuzzFlash.
Oh well, I'm glad you found the program because there's nothing to listen to except right wing radio in Tampa.
Oh man, it's horrible down here.
Right, I know.
It's unbelievable. You know, Mike, I was in the military for 20 years. I retired from the Navy, and I never agreed with this war. I never actually thought that Iraq was an actual threat to this country in the first place. Anyway,
right,
and it's preemptive crap. And it's not just that. All these other policies that they come up with. I mean, these tax cuts, I don't think they're going to do anything to create jobs, personally.
No, because if it worked, I mean, Bush had a tax cut. He had one a year ago. Still, no jobs created. As a matter of fact, since that tax cut that, again, benefited mostly the wealthy in this country and the corporations, this country has lost another a million jobs. So it's BS. It's smoke and mirrors. It's a lie. And George Bush gets out there and talks about his jobs program, and the American sheeple just say, yeah, that's really good.
It's unbelievable. Like, I mean, at work I've been trying to turn some people around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it seems like they're ignorant. They don't know what's going on.
It's called willful ignorance, where they're ignorant and damn proud of it. What kind of experiences are you having?
Well, see, I work nights myself, mm-hmm. So during the day I get a chance to see what's going on the stations, and the only one really worth watching is C-SPAN, basically, because there you can see what's actually going on in Congress and what the Republicans are doing.
Right.
So that's true in real life. You know, most people, they're at work during the day. I work at night.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, they come home at night, and they probably watch Fox or something.
Right.
You know, and they get bad information there.
Were you having any good luck in saying to people?
A couple of them, yeah, because I'm being proved right on a lot of what I said before the war.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, I don't know if I just think they were destroyed, personally. I think those weapons were destroyed.
Well, that's what the Iraqis were instructed to do, there's no question that they had weapons. If anybody wanted to know whether or not they had weapons, all they had to do, this is an old an old line at this point, but all they had to do is go to Rumsfeld and Cheney and some of these people and say, show us the receipts.
Exactly.
Because these are the punks and the thugs that sold the stuff to begin with. So there's no question. Like any country, I mean, tell me a country that does not have weaponry of some sort. Tell me a country that is run by a psychopath like Saddam Hussein that doesn't have weapons of mass destruction like, oh, I don't know. How about the United States? How about Great Britain? How about Israel?
That's
how
right.
about Russia? How about China? You know, it just goes on and on.
That's right. And so, the scary thing about this, Mike, is the problem is if I was a country, the first thing I would do is get nuclear weapons.
Oh, hell yes, at
and
this
you know
point.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it would keep me from being invaded from them by America.
By America. You're damn right. And that's precisely what a lot of these governments or countries, I guess, are thinking about. I mean, certainly the North Koreans understand it. Certainly the Iranians understand it. They have been put in this axis of evil, jive turkey nonsense. So you know, they watch what happened in Iraq. They see that the Iraqi high command apparently was bought off with millions upon millions upon millions of U.S. tax dollars to get the general staff to stand down so there's no command and control and no way to motivate the Iraqi military. So we go over and slaughter a few thousand Iraqi soldiers and the rest of them flee because at the command level they'd all been bought off.
That's right.
So the North Koreans or the Iranians or the people from East Kneecap, it doesn't matter where they live. They say, well, damn, we better get some nuclear weapons to keep the United States from coming over and doing this stuff to us.
Exactly.
Now, that which is not to say that those tin-horned dictators should be allowed to exist, but it's
right.
up to their own people to overthrow them.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
The thing, you know, I am pro-military myself because, you know, I was in.
Right.
But to say that this was some kind of a great victory, I mean, look, Mike, they had no Navy. They had no Air Force. They had an army that didn't want to fight. I mean, come on.
I don't think, there wasn't a single airplane that was flown against U.S. forces. There wasn't, as far as I know, there was no heavy artillery that was used.
I'm just saying if they try this tactic on another country that may want to fight, there could be a lot more casualties. And if he had those chemical weapons, why did he not use them during that invasion?
Duh.
I mean, if he had them, why didn't he use them?
Right. Why didn't he use biological, chemical weapons? Remember what the Bush crime family said? Oh, man, they got all these weapons. They're going to, you know, let's fill up our soldiers with anthrax, a vaccine. Let's do this to them. Let's do that to them.
Yeah.
The lying bastards.
I mean, that was the time to use them, though.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if you're going to be invaded, and you know your regime's going to go anyway.
Sure.
You use what you got. You know,
oh, well, Jim, keep fighting the fight, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, hey, thanks for letting me speak.
Oh, absolutely. I hope you call again, pal.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sir. Take care. Man. It's especially painful, I guess is the right word, to me, to hear people that spent 20 years in the military, 22 years in the military, 25 years in the military, or who actually experienced combat. Maybe they were only in for 2 years or 3 years, but actually were in a combat zone, combat situation. Either one of those two scenarios. People who really believed enough in the decency or the dignity of this country to go ahead and serve in the military. Who are now retired, who have had these experiences, who understand, first of all, that about 80% of the military is BS, and who understand that the other 20% may not be BS, but it's totally polluted and corrupted by civilian leadership. And when you get Republicans in power, whether it's Ronald Reagan, who sends 246 Marines to their deaths in Beirut, Lebanon, or George W. Bush, who sends 200 soldiers to their deaths in Iraq, or whether it's Pappy Bush, who sends how many died in Panama because George Bush's old drug partner, Manuel Noriega, was about to spill the beans. You know, I just wonder how long-term military vets or combat vets who understand this because they spent so much time in it, how they can tolerate someone like George W. Bush, knowing that he's a draft dodger, not a draft dodger, he's a deserter. Well, he did dodge the draft. He got his pappy to get him into a Champaign, Texas Air National Guard unit, and then deserts. So you guys who spent a good chunk of your life in the military, I could imagine the contempt, the utter contempt that you feel for just an absolute snotty twit like George Bush. Unbelievable. One of our over the road truckers, Kodak, is checking in. He's somewhere in Pennsylvania. Hey, Kodak.
Yes, good evening, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Keep up the fight.
You too, pal.
Hey, listen, a lot of people are saying that this administration is haphazardly going about their implementing their plan and not really looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
I say no. They just implemented this second phase, and it's called the Road to Distraction.
Yeah, yeah.
It keeps Bush out front in front of the media. It gives it takes focus off of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the press something to talk about. It gives the American sheeple a chance to see some more blood and gore. And who is releasing these intelligence reports about some possible attacks in the next 2 years, and now recently cell phones can be used in triggering bombs?
I don't know. I think it's coming from the usual gang of domestic terrorists. That would be people inside the Bush administration and people outside the Bush administration that are connected to him, like Richard Perle, like the Defense Policy Board, like William Kristol, like these punks, these Republican punks that make these statements that cause this concern, this fear in this country, so that then Karl Rove and George Bush and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the rest of these dogs can go ahead and manipulate and use that fear to manipulate the American public. I'm sick of it, man. I'd like to slap one of these people just absolutely upside the head. I swear to God, I am sick of seeing these people use fear to motivate.
That is why,
man,
even more important today to keep vigilant on these issues. Today I had an opportunity to listen to a variety of newscasts.
Uh-huh.
And by the time your show comes on, I have heard all of the major stories. And it's amazing how the clips stop just shy of the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
And my point is, I don't really, at this point now, like the American people say, who cares if it's about WMDs or it's about liberating Iraqis? The issue is, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Right.
But the real problem with the whole thing is that it's eroding the American confidence to believe anything that this administration says.
Well, that is the ultimate destruction. This is what they did back in the 90s when they caught Bill Clinton with his zipper unzipped. They turned it into literally into a federal case, the case being impeachment. They tried to corrupt the system so that people would say, oh, man, I'm staying home. I don't care. So they could accumulate even more power. I don't know if I've said it tonight, but I hate these people. I think we just lost Kodak. Are you there, Kodak? Yeah, his cell's cutting out. Kodak, appreciate you checking in, pal, but either your cell cut out or you just got hit by lightning. I hope it was just your cell getting cut out. Ow! Dale is calling from Silverdale, Washington. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Mike. I hope that wasn't the Department of Homeland Security that got Kodak there.
No, they won't mess with Kodak. Kodak will run over him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you asked how veterans and combat veterans feel.
Yeah, long term. People that spent 20, 25 years in the military, people, and maybe they didn't see combat. Maybe they're in a combat zone, but they didn't see it. And then on the other hand, people who are actually in combat zones. Those two groups of soldiers, I'm curious.
Well, I'll answer you from the perspective of someone who fits that profile.
Okay.
And that is, and I'll speak for just myself, although a lot of my friends our military. I'm in a military community. I'm married to a military person, and so I know I do speak for a lot of people when I mm-hmm. say that we feel there's been constitutional theft here. There's a coup d'etat that has taken place, and we are kind of, some people are sleepwalking through it, and people like me are basically right now watching and waiting, seeing what's going to happen. But
well, I would imagine also that a lot of short-termers are people that are in there for a couple of years. Maybe they, you know, they've got a couple of contracts, 2 years, and then another year, year and a half, whatever. That those people are just like, all right, I'm not going to make any waves. I just hope my unit doesn't get that activated where I'm sent someplace. I'm going to finish up my schooling, going to finish up my training, get the hell out of here.
Well, you know, military people, many military people are kind of blue-collar, working, you know, workaday people.
Hey, can I get you to hold a second?
Of course. Yeah.
All right, if you can hold that sentence, we'll come back right after a very quick break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
God was on our side. Weren't we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? 'Cause I don't see no ticker tape or 5 mile parade saying thank you, son. Just folks that sit in judgment who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done. Didn't I burn? Didn't I bleed enough for you?
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Aw, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Steffen should be
on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
The farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people that we live in a dangerous world, and we do.
As long as you're President of the United States, George, you're damn right we live in a dangerous world. Back to Dave in Silverdale, Washington. Dave, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, President George Fudd.
Yeah.
that clip, he sounds like Elmer Fudd.
I know.
Unfortunately, he doesn't even think that well.
I know.
You know, like, it's just, I'll sum it up by saying that going back to the 2000 election, I'm off serving my country, and, you know, when you go in the military, you usually go with you keep your home record, your home
right.
record as kind of your residence. And
mm-hmm.
so I'd left Florida years ago, but that's where I went into the military. And so West Palm Beach, Florida was where I was registered to vote, registered as an independent. And I actually got to do one of those butterfly ballots in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And, so to be a military person, off, have my vote stolen from me, have these people who love to wrap themselves in the flag claim they support people like me or my family, and yet they support tax policies that kill us. They support policies that are going to take our health care benefits away. But, you know, to support their corrupt regime, they'll watch people like me go and die and, you know, claim that
sure.
they love me while I go do it.
Sure.
And I look at those people with utter contempt. And, you know, my message to them is go to hell. This is my country, too.
You know, what is really strange about what you just said, and I just have to share this with you. I certainly don't mean anything by it. But in Gore Vidal's book, Endless War for Endless Peace, I believe is the title of it. He's got a long section on Timothy McVeigh. Vidal and Timothy McVeigh established correspondence. He was in Italy and McVeigh was in prison. And the correspondence between the two was very extensive, and Timothy McVeigh really unloaded an awful lot of stuff in those letters to Gore Vidal, which he put in this book. One of the points that Gore Vidal tried to make with these letters from Timothy McVeigh was how McVeigh felt and said exactly what you just said.
Yeah, and I have no sympathies with Timothy McVeigh because we're at ends of the spectrum.
Sure, sure.
But I do understand.
You understand it. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And what was shocking to me as I read what Gore Vidal wrote, that Timothy McVeigh had said, I could feel myself feeling the same way. Isn't that horrible?
It's horrible, but you know what? If we're going to really be people of conscience, if we're going to live up to the Constitution,
right.
we have to entertain these thoughts.
Of course, you and I would never blow up the Murrah Federal Building, but you understand what I'm saying. Hey, Dale, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Thanks to Mark Marshall of Maximum Interactive for MikeMalloy.com. Check it out. If you haven't yet, you know what you're missing, Bubala. I'll see you tomorrow, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio.